All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my queens, kings, tings.
Wow.
Yes. Welcome back, y'all. Another week. Here we are. Episode 2, motherfucking 31.
Okay. Know the episode numbers because I be forgetting them. But yes, 231.
Who would have thought?
How's it going?
New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you.
And you kiki with we. It's going well. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How was your weekend?
Eventful.
Was it? Oh, yes. It was.
The kids eventful. Would call it Liddy.
Yeah.
Saturday, I remember. Saturday, went to Arts, Beats, and Lyrics.
Yeah, Arts, Beats, and Jack Daniels presents
Germany's
Arts, Beats, and Lyrics.
Stepfather invited us. to an event that had, it was an art exhibit, there was music, there was people, there were drinks. We did that on Saturday. And then Sunday was the big game, Super Bowl Sunday, baby. Yeah. And we hosted our event. It was a time.
Amazing.
I had a good time. I had a great time.
I did too. It was so fun. I got
fucked up.
Y'all, just to take a moment to recap an amazing black and brown time. It was beautiful, okay? There was catered food. Okay, first off,
it was a full vegan, plant-based.
Was free. Everything free. Complimentary valet. Top shelf beverages.
Top shelf.
Top shelves. We're talking Don Julio. Reposado Don Julio, okay? Añejo. Mm-hmm. It's giving what the fuck, okay? So, top shelf beverages. Also, a full vegan spread of food and yum yums and bites and little things to graze on.
So good. So good.
Heart was full.
You can get free t-shirts made that, yes, had logos for all the different participants of the event.
Yes.
The vibe.
There was also a Bailey's cart there if you wanted to get a hot cocoa.
The spiked hot chocolate. Cocoa.
Yes. They had Crown Royal there, giving out more little canned drinks.
Yes, Washington apples, peach and whiskey, Coke and whiskey.
It was just a great time.
It was just a beautiful event. Like, that was one of the best Super Bowl parties that I've personally attended. And I'm not just saying that because we were the host.
Because it was ours.
But it really was one of the best Super Bowl parties from head to toe.
Yeah.
And then the Super Bowl itself was lit. The halftime, yes, performance was... chef's kiss.
Yes.
Top notch. The game was good to watch. You know, I'm learning more about football. Mm-hmm. So I was able to engage, you know.
Yeah. It was a great time. I had a very good time. It was really nice because it was kind of like an all ages vibe. Not an all ages, but you know. Parents were there. We had some older, some younger.
Yeah.
Youngins there. It was a great time. So
it was good.
Yeah. And then... called out Monday, child, because it was no way that I could make it.
She calls out every Monday.
No, not every Monday. Don't do that.
Not every Monday, but every Super Bowl after.
I know. Super Bowl I Monday. Do. I do. Listen, that is customary.
Why don't you just schedule it off?
I would have scheduled it off, but it also fell on Valentine's Day, and everybody wanted Valentine's Day off. So, word to the wise: when you're working a white man gig, you can't let them know that you want to request it off. If you know you're not going to get it off, you just pull a okie doke and call.
I know
off.
The vibes. I too work in a white
Seriously.
Man gig. I know.
But you be getting everything approved. You don't got to battle with other people.
It's
for
not an approval. It's more of a notice on my job.
Yeah, it's like, not
I
a notice.
I won't be here. But
it
I
don't
feel
be giving
you.
Notice.
Right, because y'all need coverage and all that
yeah,
other shit.
Yeah, giving first come, first serve. And I was not first, so I could not be served.
Period.
So I was like, you can't care. I'm feeling sick. I'm feeling sick because I'm sickening, bitch.
Sick of all the shit that happened the day before.
Period. So
once Germany sleep, mouth open, I'm like, okay, she's had one too many drinks.
Yeah. That's what Andres said. He said, babe, I came in the house and you were sleep, little drool on your hand. I said, let me put my babe in the bed. Listen, put me in the bed. Good job. What's his name? Jay, what's? Put me to bed.
Jay Holiday.
Jay Holiday me. Nigga, get me in there. Wrap me up.
Well, that's another put you to bed.
Okay, no, but just
he
put me in
he's
there.
He's gonna
actually put me in. Cause I
no,
was on
he
the
means
couch.
He's gonna fuck you to sleep like Chris Brown.
No. I'm talking about what's going on in my home. Now. I'm talking about what's going on in my house. I'm saying literally put me in the bed, cover me up so
okay.
I can go to sleep.
I get
and
you.
And put my scarf on.
Right.
Don't forget that. Right. So it was a great time. I had a great evening. And then, yeah, Valentine's Day also.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Did you have a good day with your boo?
I did.
Good night.
It was a good day and a good night because we were both home from work.
Oh, yeah. Y'all did call out.
We did. And we chilled during the day. And usually y'all know if you've been listening for a long time, I don't really make a big deal out of nothing, which I didn't make a big deal out of it, but I just put effort towards it. But I was going to put my jeans and my tee on to go out to dinner. Mm. I was just going to do like basic, you know, like casual, like jeans, t-shirt, boot gang. And then I said, let me put a little dress on. Let me get a little cute. I said, babe, I'm going to look cute.
My God.
I did. I said, I'm going to look cute. So be ready.
I like the dress and the heel.
Thank you.
That you served.
Thanks. I said, let me give him a little sun because child, don't be giving him nothing.
Okay.
And I said, you know, just so you know, it's my first Valentine's Day where I put effort in. Because last Valentine's Day, we were together, but Valentine's Day was on a Sunday. It was very casual. We just went and grabbed something to eat during the daytime and then came home. It was like no real tea. So then, I mean, we did the same thing, but it was a little more intentional.
Because it was dinner?
It was nighttime.
Yeah, that makes it more lunch. That makes it more like, okay, we're going out. We're hitting the town.
Yeah.
We're getting dressed. We're putting on a heel.
But we actually spoke about it the other day, yesterday. And we were like, okay, we're both new here because he don't be doing no shit like that either. He's never done like a Valentine's Day.
Really?
And it's cool that we have like the same expectations around it. Like we've already communicated what we want to do. So it's no real like tea. And we typically go for like a nice dinner once a month. So it felt like we're putting energy in, but it wasn't like, oh, this is something we never do. It was just like we were just on the same page about everything. Like, this is cool. We know exactly what we're doing, what we expect, and then that's just
no one's sitting sad.
Period. No pressure.
It's nothing like expecting.
And no pressure either.
It's nothing like expecting something, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was cool. It was just like, let's just go have a good time. And child bestia was on fire.
Valentine's Day is one of my favorite
holidays. It's one of your favorites.
And I'll be letting people know.
Yeah.
It's my favorite holiday. Yeah, I like it. What do you like about it?
Everything. The romance. That's what you always say. It's the romance.
Yeah.
You do.
I like romance.
Well.
So, yeah, I had a good Valentine's Day, too.
Good. That's good. All the girls deserve great Valentine's Day.
They do.
Hopefully, y'all out there had great Valentine's Days as well.
I saw some extravagant setups. I'm like, God damn. Money back, yo.
Yeah,
400. Had the whole floor covered in roses.
400 petals. It took 3 hours to pull the petals off 400 roses.
Oh, shit.
And it took 5 people to set that shit for her. I'm like, child, y'all be really going in. I probably would be feeling so like a fish out of water if I walked in on that. I'd be like, what is all this? I'm bad at receiving shit like that. I would be like,
wow. This is beautiful.
I'd be like, boy.
This is beautiful.
Okay, now what? Because now you're going to be expecting me to drop my draws. That's
what
you
were
giving.
Probably gonna drop them anyway.
Yeah, it just depends. It depends what's going on.
Well,
it's like, what?
I'm just saying.
It depends.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, y'all had a great Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We're ready for next Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
This one's gone.
I love them.
Yes.
So,
what we do also love is your ratings and reviews.
We want definitely love those. That's why we need to make it Valentine's Day every day.
Period. Run them up
with
the ratings and reviews. The girls on Spotify, if you listen on Spotify, make sure you rate the show. If you don't listen to Spotify and you have Spotify, because doesn't Spotify have a free option or no?
Yeah, they have a free option.
You just have to listen to the ads and the commercials.
Exactly.
Okay, so everybody has Spotify for free.
Yeah.
So go over there and run up the ratings.
Period.
Just open your app and run it up. If you've already done it over here a few times, go run it up over on Spotify. It don't cost you nothing, but it looks good for us. Okay. Thanks. So our review this week?
Our review this week comes from Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
And
dang, you took it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the Apple streets. This comes from Fashionably Jazz. She says, so good. 10 out of 10. Definitely recommend. This is my first time listening to podcasts, and I'm kind of mad. I waited so long because I did some browsing and the Black Girl Bravado showed up. Since then, I've been hooked. I really feel like y'all are my best friends. I love the content and transparency. Y'all are so real and down to earth.
Thank you. We are real and down to earth.
Yeah.
We pride ourselves on being real and down to earth.
We do.
So thank you for listening. Thank you for leaving a review, especially since you're new here, girl. It didn't take you no time.
Yes.
I love an acclimated queen. Thank you for getting in.
Get in here, sit down, act like you've been somewhere before, and leave a rating and a review. We
Period.
Love that.
Yes.
And we also love when you mommies join us over on Patreon. So what Patreon is, it's something if you really want to gang with the gang.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, we do bonus episodes. We do our monthly check-ins, just letting you guys know, like, things happening in our lives, our feelings, processing some things. We have audio affirmations, which we shared a snippet on the main platform, where we shared a whole shebang on the main platform, like, what that experience is like.
We have playlists.
Playlists.
And just a ton of good things that if you really love us or if you like us, you're going to really love us over there.
So we have Santina.
Hey, Santina.
Imani.
Hey, Imani girl.
Birth.
Hey, Birth.
Diamond.
Hey, Diamond.
Diamond. Princess.
Period.
Taylor.
Hey, Tay.
Hyler. Holly.
Hey, Holly girl.
And Danny.
Hey, Danny. Love y'all.
Thank you all so much for joining us. We appreciate you so much for committing your coins.
Thank you.
To us monthly. That's the reason why we are on this YouTube video. Join us on YouTube if you're not over there. And the reason why we have lights on.
Period. Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
The lights that are on our face and the lights that are behind us. You make it all possible, girls. Last week, we chatted about radical accountability and responsibility, distinguishing the difference between the two, how we can practice being more accountable and responsible, and how to get over shame and guilt so that it makes it easier for us to accept and take ownership of our lives. That's what we want to do. We want to be the agents of our lives. That's it. Captain of my soul. That's what they say.
They say
captain of our soul. So if you haven't listened already, go ahead, get back, and tap in.
It was a drag, but we drag with love.
Always.
So
that's what
keep that in mind when you're listening.
Yes. So what are we talking about this week?
We are going to talk about self-gaslighting. We've talked about gaslighting before. It's one of our more popular episodes where we discussed how we've been gaslighted. I don't even think I've shared my personal experience where I've been gaslit. Germany shared hers, I think.
You did share. Oh, you shared it over on
Patreon. I hadn't
been
gaslit like I got. I shared that later, but yeah, I've been gaslit by a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's over on Patreon if you want that story.
Yeah, so what gaslighting is, just in case you've been under a rock and haven't heard it.
Nigga, we've been throwing that around. Don't gaslight me. He gaslit me. Once I'm using it at work, I'm like, you're trying to gaslight me. Yeah, so I'm like, you know what I said. I know what I said. You know what I said. Don't say I didn't say it.
So that's what the thing. Gaslighting is when someone makes you question your own reality. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that something happened, you know the experience that you had, but when you address it with somebody, they're like, that's not what happened. I didn't say that. I didn't do that. You're tripping. You're crazy. You're delusional. That's not what happened at all, right? So it's like, you start to doubt yourself, question yourself, think, did that happen? Was I tripping? Because they're saying that it didn't happen like that. And then it's like a cycle, and then
questioning your reality, feeling like you're crazy. It's a whole thing.
All right. So self-gaslighting is also a thing.
Yes, it is.
Did you know that you could gaslight yourself?
No, but now I do. When I stumbled upon this, I said, I've probably been doing this to myself.
Yeah, like we're so used to hearing about other people gaslighting us that I think the fact that we can gaslight ourselves goes right over our head. It's like, how?
Yeah. So we are here to explain the how. So you might be self-gaslighting yourself if you negate your emotions. Now, this is a biggie. It happens often, right? It's basically telling yourself you feel one way when really you might feel another. It's invalidating your emotions, your feelings about an experience that you have. Mm-hmm. Acting as if you're not worth feeling those feelings, or not, you're not justified to feel those feelings, or you're not worthy of feeling those feelings, and suppressing your emotions, even if you feel like you're overreacting or you've been wronged in a situation. Do you ever do that?
I'm sure I've done it before. Like, yeah. I can't think of a specific time, but sometimes, like, you can be like, you can feel these feelings and maybe not feel intense emotions and maybe not get the response or the validation that you need. And it can be like, am I overreacting? Am I tripping?
Yeah.
Is this?
Yeah.
Like,
it happens
reality?
A lot, especially like for overthinkers. Mm-hmm. I feel like overthinkers might run into the issue of like self-gaslighting a lot. Because you're already thinking that you overthink, you might be overreacting, overanalyzing, and then it's like, nah, I'm tripping. So, trying to make the situation more palatable or tangible, like your experience. So then it's just like, I'm probably doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
I do this a lot.
You do.
I do all this stuff a lot.
You do. You'll be like, am I?
I know.
Am I tripping?
I do.
Tell me, am I tripping?
Yeah, tell me, am I tripping? Shit.
Am I overreacting? Am I thinking too much into
it? Am I doing too much? Because I do know. I do know that I can be a wee bit dramatic, a wee bit. And there's times when I'll be like, no, I'm justified. But I also know that there's times where I just really dead ass and being dramatic. So I be looking for other people to be like, nigga.
To validate how you feel in the moment.
Validate or just make sure that I'm grounded in my feelings. Because when you are a more dramatic person or more emotionally led, I will say, then it takes for you to really tap in and be like, okay, let's ground this thing. Let's use our logic and not just respond out of like feelings and emotions. That's what I'm saying.
So like, how do you tell yourself, let's implement logic and not be fully emotion driven when you're in situations like that? Like, is there a checklist you go through?
Hell
is
no.
It hit or miss? Like, what's the vibe?
Usually I'll be like, I'll go through my feelings of like venting it out, and then I'll say whatever I'm gonna say. You know, you be there. And then I say,
well,
like,
they don't.
Right. So this is what I do. If I feel something or something triggers me, and then I just want to be, I don't want to say dramatic about it, but I want to feel what I'm feeling. It's because I don't feel like I'm being dramatic. I just feel like, nigga, I gotta get my feelings off. So if I'm getting my feelings off and I'm just venting, after I vent, then I'll be like, what? You think I'm tripping? You think it's too much? Like, that's usually what I'll say. And then if I trust the person, then I'll be waiting for them to be like, no, I don't think so. Or
yes.
Yes. Now, the truthy is I don't get to telling everybody my damn business. So I don't be letting everybody weigh in on my situation where I have to consider all these other opinions. I'll just take what you say, your opinion, and then I'll weigh it against what I already felt. And if I feel like, okay, yeah, I got a chance to be emotional and feel what I feel, but now I can take a step back and apply the logic. Mm. So that's what I be doing. Because sometimes, you know, I just want to
You want to sulk in it.
I just want to sulk in it
and keep talking.
Like, I just want to have a moment and be like, girl, guess what the fuck he did? That's what I be wanting to do.
Let me talk about it.
And then I be like,
can I sing to you?
Yeah, and then I be like, yeah. But is this being dramatic? And then you'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
You are. Yeah. That is. Yeah.
And you'll be like, you think so?
And then I'll just, that's what I do. I go through that process.
Gotcha.
When I'm by myself, I'm trying to think, do I have a process when I'm by myself?
Yeah, when you can't use someone as a sounding board.
I hate not doing that.
You really do. Gotta have somebody. Hear me out.
I'll be like, I always have a sounding board. Always.
I think it's easier to gaslight yourself when you don't have a sounding board or when you don't feel comfortable or you don't naturally vent to people, because then you're just battling with your own thoughts and your own feelings, and it's like, am I tripping? Am I overreacting?
Okay, so maybe I don't be
you
doing
have,
that.
You have the, you allow the space, and there's an opportunity for someone to either validate your feelings or, you know, give you some opposition, like, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's less room to gaslight yourself there.
Period. Okay.
Where if it's just like you're having an internal battle, then it's like, wait, am I tripping? Yeah, I'm being too dramatic. I'm definitely being dramatic.
So maybe not in this regard. Maybe not in this regard, but there's others. You want to tell them the next?
Yeah, another way you can gaslight yourself is if you suppress your thoughts. So minimizing is a major attribute of self-gaslighting. It's like, what I feel doesn't matter. You can act like something that didn't happen, like you don't remember the event, or try to suppress your thoughts or ignore the event completely just to get it out of your mind. Like, no, I don't want to even think about it. It's just a dub.
Y'all don't do that. I'll be right there with that bitch dancing.
I remember what happened.
I'm like, you know, I didn't forget.
Yeah, I know.
I never forget.
I think people do that. Like, for instance, sometimes, and I don't know if this is a good thing, but like, say somebody does something. I feel like this is an example of when you can self-gaslight yourself. Like, if somebody does something that they had you fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, we love to say, nigga, wrong one.
They had you fucked
up. Actually, right one. When black people say you got the right one, you already know it's a problem.
Right, you got the right one.
Today, nigga.
Yeah. It goes either way. Yeah. Right, it goes either way.
Either you got the right one or you got me fucked
right.
up. You
so,
got the wrong one.
Say somebody did something that has you fucked up, right? And maybe you decide you want it. Something inside of you makes you want to keep fucking with them, even after they had you fucked up. You might suppress your thoughts so that you can continue fucking with them, because you know if you kept that thought, that event, that whatever they did, in your mind at the forefront, you wouldn't be able to fuck with them.
Which is really the next way you can gaslight yourself, which is completely suppressing the truth. Mm. This is when, like memories and specific events, you can completely suppress the truth about a situation.
This has happened to me.
We do this. We self-gaslight ourselves.
And it happens. It happens because usually you're being gaslit, which causes you to self-gaslight.
Yeah.
Like the situation that happened with me. I'm a very logical. I've shared so many times. I don't want to walk back down memory lane.
You shared it over here?
Yes.
She shared it already. Go back for reference in the other episodes.
But when I was being gaslit about the Big Bear incident, and I'm like, my logical mind saw what I saw. 1 + 1 = 2, period. Crystal clear. Bright as day. 1 + 1 = 2. The math was mathing.
Right.
But when I presented, basically, see, I got to tell the story because it just be so stupid talking in circles. But basically, I caught someone in a lie. And I let them know that I caught them in a lie. I had all of my facts.
Everything lined
Everything
up.
Was in alignment. There was no way that you could weasel out of it logically because, you know, everything made sense. However, when I was having the conversation with this person, they tried to flip and tumble it, changing the definitions of things like exclusivity and acting like there's not a general definition of what the fuck exclusivity means and talking about emotions and all this other shit to where I got weaseled, and then my logical brain got finessed to where I started gaslighting myself, like, you know, maybe that kind of does make sense what he's saying.
Yeah,
that kind of, you know, it was starting to make sense, skewing how all the facts I had already put into place. So I can definitely see how this can be
a thing.
Yeah. And I feel like it stems from someone gaslighting you.
Yeah.
And then you start gaslighting yourself.
This is true. Or even when they're not gaslighting you, right? That's definitely one situation. But when we want something so badly and we just can't accept it for what it is. Mm. Sometimes people don't even be gaslighting us. They be showing us the true hand. These are my true colors shining through. Okay, they be shining through on your ass. But because colors. You don't want... Because you
That's
don't want...
That's why I love you.
No. But because we be holding on to so tightly to whatever outcome, situation, reality that we want to manifest,
we
will completely ignore the red flags, right? Not look at things for what they truly are. Look at it for black and white. We'll be like, nope, I don't care. Didn't see it. He didn't lie. Or not even just recognize it. It don't even be a lie, child. Just seeing the person for who they are. Man or woman. Platonic or romantic relationship, whatever it is, when you know when you ain't calling a spade for whatever reason.
And you know when you can see that there's a spade.
Period. Call it like you see it.
Yeah, you gotta call it like you see it. So yeah, I definitely can say that I've taken part in that form of self-gaslighting.
Yeah.
But I won't do it again.
You always say that, never going back.
I will not. Fuck that.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today. And it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Anywho, yeah. Another way that we can gaslight ourselves is not trusting ourselves. You doubt your memories. You doubt how people perceive you and your actions. It's giving the zapping.
Oh,
the men in black. Men in black.
The memory eraser. Yeah.
I don't know if I trust that? Like, did that really happen? Mm-hmm. Like, just not feeling fully confident in yourself. And we've talked about self-trust and how important that is. when we're making decisions, when we're dealing with other people, because it's really easy for other people's thoughts, other people's beliefs, all types of other shit to get into our subconscious and have us not trusting ourselves and have us treating ourselves poorly and making decisions that aren't in our best interest. Because we don't have the core foundation, which is self-trust.
And that's on that. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
So we're going to give a quick little example of a situation in which you very well might self-gaslight yourself, okay? So your friend asks if you'd like to go to dinner at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. You get to the restaurant on time. At 7:05 p.m., you get a cancellation text from your friend. You feel frustrated and hurt, and you think, that was so rude. I would never do that to them. Then, as time passes, you think, I was overreacting. It wasn't a big deal. Mm. So How is this situation self-gaslighting? Number one, you're invalidating yourself and your feelings by trying to convince yourself otherwise that you aren't actually upset at your friend for canceling on you at the last minute. That I feel like we do all the time. We gauge our
own. It's not a big deal. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, but the truth is, nigga, it's not. I'm upset. You're really be
upset, Drake. I'm upset.
You know? And I think it's one thing to be triggered. Some people are really easily triggered. Mm. I feel like at times I can be easily triggered. Mm. Emotional people are, I would think.
I think different things trigger different people. You don't have to be emotional to be triggered.
But the kind of things that I'd be triggered by. It just depends on what,
okay, the type of things maybe. Because you, this girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's the little things I'd be like, I don't like that. I'm bothered by that.
Okay, did you think I didn't like that? That was not okay. And I'm not fucking with him anymore.
Baby, I'm quick to not fuck with you.
I'm like, I don't think it calls for a not fuck with.
Yeah.
But yeah. My she's therapist like, Brittany, just let too. Me feel my feelings.
Yeah, just let me have them. And I be honoring myself in that way because you know I got to take it there.
But then you'll harbor and hold on.
Sometimes
where
I do harbor. There
when it's not necessary.
I know because it's sometimes hard for me to forgive and forget. Sometimes
the feelings don't really
forget.
Be valid.
See? Don't That's invalidate my feelings though.
No, I'm saying.
Sometimes they don't be as it don't be that extreme for me to do a complete cutoff.
Yeah,
but
well,
I be
that,
feeling
that.
What I be
they
feeling.
They don't be the cutoff.
I'm working on that in therapy too.
That's good.
Cause she was like, "Are you a cutoff kind of cutoff queen?" Yeah, nigga, get the scissors, the shears, cut them. Period. What's up? Don't fuck with you no more. Yeah, it is hard for me to forgive and forget, but I do think it's very important to feel your feelings, go through whatever emotions that you're gonna have, and then take some time to really consider. Am I justified in my feelings, right? Does this warrant my reaction, my response? That's really what it is.
Right, because you don't want to be irrational.
Right.
Even though you're feeling things, that doesn't mean they're rational.
Right. Because sometimes it could just be extreme and right. A bit much. Mm-hmm. But I encourage everybody, including myself, to feel your feelings and validate and honor whatever you're feeling. And then move accordingly with the appropriate response based on what happened.
Because if some people are like, say someone's very reactive,
yeah.
And they're feeling the feelings and then making impulsive decisions because they're feeling the feelings and it's already like, you know, a decision's made. That can be very problematic.
It is problematic because the person is not feeling the feelings, taking a moment to respond accordingly. That be the piece. You got to feel it. Wait a minute. And then respond accordingly because, nigga, don't just fly off the handle. I'm not that kind of person. I'll just be like, oh, okay. Mm. Copy that. And then I might just, you know what I'm saying? But I don't just go making a fucking irrational, illogical, rash decision. Now, that is problematic as fuck. Like,
it
girl,
is.
What
so
you
it's
doing?
It's like, okay, everybody's cut off so soon. And it's like, that person didn't even be cut off. And now you're a lone ranger.
A long lioness. Yeah, you need a tribe. You need a, what do lions roll in? A pack. Oh, no, that's a wolf pack.
I think, don't lions run in packs, too? Wolf don't run with lion.
Yeah, what they run in. Whatever. Y'all tell us what they run in. Snake don't swing with monkey.
Here's another example of, like, gaslighting. So, gaslighting would be somebody saying, like, you are too dramatic, emotional, sensitive, or crazy. And then self-gaslighting would be saying, I am too emotional, drastic, sensitive, or crazy. So you can say like an affirmation, like my feelings and emotions are valid, like what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Affirm yourself, boo-boos. Yes. So gaslighting would look like, I didn't mean it like that. You're exaggerating. Self-gaslighting is, I know they love me and didn't mean it like that. Listen, that's a common one. Dealing with these niggas.
What? Hold on.
That. Somebody saying like, I didn't mean it like that. You're exaggerating. And then you self-gaslighting yourself saying, I know they didn't mean like that. Like, I'm just tripping. Mm. I know they love me.
But it's like, that's how I, you're acknowledging how you felt.
Exactly. So an affirmation that you can share with yourself is, I understand the original tone and wording that they expressed, and I know how it made me feel. Mm. This is all going back to validating ourselves.
Yeah, and just making sure like you're not fully invalidating how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. Like just so quick to brush things off to the side, like saying, you know, I'm the one to blame. I'm the problem. Am I the drama?
am I the drama?
Yeah, am I the drama? Like, saying that I know they love me? Am I making this up? Just like Germany said, really taking the time to figure out what's really going on. I think a lot of our issues would be resolved if we just took a little bit more time to think things through. Although I know that's easier said than done. We're in the heat of the moment because we be triggered. We be, you know, worked up.
Yeah.
And just be doing shit. But if we take a little bit more time sometimes.
Just a little step back.
Yeah. Especially when times that are easier, then we would probably realize that, okay, we're not doing some of these habits that don't best suit us.
Yes.
So, let's talk about how we can stop the cycle of self-gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
So, recognize the problem. Are you in a situation that you find unfulfilling? Are you involved romantically or platonically with somebody you have deemed inconsiderate? Do you have to work on your self-love, self-image? Get into the root of what the fuck is really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we know if we're with someone that's causing us to think these fucking things. Like, they're doing things, they're making you feel certain ways. And instead of just being like, this is not the right person for me, this is not the right job for me, this is not the right friendship for me, we try to justify our feelings.
Yeah.
And make excuses.
So that we can hold on to those things. Really, it's about realizing what's not serving you and then getting them the fuck out of there. Get them out. Period. Okay. Understand your feelings and their origin. In order to understand where the self-doubt is coming from, track down the beginning of your feelings of self-doubt. When did it all start and why do you feel this way? Mm-hmm. Roots, beloved. Honestly, taking a moment again to reflect, journal, give yourself a time limit. Like, hey, when something triggers me or I feel something, I'm going to take 5 minutes. I'm going to take a few breaths. I'm going to take a day before I get back with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever it is.
Get right
take,
with you.
Right. Take your time to really do some work. If you're not in therapy, maybe consider getting in therapy because there could be some roots to all of it. There's not could be. There are roots.
Yeah.
There are roots to everything that we're feeling that we
for sure
are going through.
Yeah. Also, becoming aware of your unhealthy thought patterns and reversing them.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a biggie.
Yeah. Like when you feel those gaslight feelings coming on, reroute your thoughts to something more positive, combat your negative thoughts with more positive thoughts. Not being so quick to give up on ourselves.
Yeah.
So quick to just be like, it's me.
Self-compassion.
I'm tripping. Sometimes we do, but a lot of the times we don't be tripping. You know how you feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So let's not just be so quick to discredit those feelings. And
the more honest that we are with ourselves about who we truly are, even the parts of us that we don't like, right? The ugly parts that need work, that need a little extra TLC. Once we're really, really honest with ourselves, then it builds a stronger foundation for trust, understanding, compassion, gentleness, love, all within the self. Stop it.
Ooh.
Stop it. Love all within the self so that when situations arise or when you feel like you're not trusting yourself, you're not honoring yourself, you can check it and then pivot real quick. You know, all of this is about being present in the mind, being aware, understanding what's going on externally, but mainly internally so that you can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can move forward. When somebody try to gaslight you, you already know the vibes. Nope, I'm not having it.
Yeah.
Because you value yourself. You trust yourself. You know you're not tripping. There's self-worth involved. Same thing with self-gaslighting. You got to trust yourself, love yourself, honor your feelings, understand, give yourself compassion, give yourself grace. All of that is literally the same.
Right.
It's creating boundaries for other people and yourself, which are healthy.
Preach on, preach that.
You know.
Yeah.
Ding.
Also remembering the difference between thoughts and feelings. This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So thoughts are ideas, perceptions, or opinions produced by thinking or occurring suddenly in the mind. And then feelings are emotions or reactions to physical or mental sensations.
Yes.
With thoughts are ideas, perceptions, or opinions. Thoughts are our ideas, perceptions, or opinions about the world around us. And then feelings are our reactions to emotions or sensations.
Yes.
So when we have thoughts, we experience thoughts, right? And then they turn into experiences. With feelings, we experience the feelings first. It's mm-hmm. not really too much thought. It's like, oh shit, I feel something.
And that's why you got to be careful.
And you got to take the time to pair that feeling with a thought.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like this? The therapist dropped a gem. She said that a lot of the times I say like what my surface feelings are, mm-hmm. but I don't say the core feeling.
The root, well, yeah.
What the fuck's really going on?
Yeah, she loves saying she's annoyed. That annoyed me, I'm annoyed.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
I just thought that was dumb. It was just too stupid. Like, okay, there has to be more than it being, you're being annoyed than it being dumb or stupid. Like, what do you really feel from it?
Yeah.
Because why are you annoyed?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called healing.
Pardon me, y'all. Pardon me. Yes,
it's called healing. And our thoughts can be very complex because there are so many layered thoughts. And our feelings can be more on the simple end. Yeah,
and basic. Just feeling it. Yeah, just going at it.
Right.
So we want to leave you with some affirmations, some mantras, some things that you can say to yourself to help you stop gaslighting yourself, because you know we want to give tools and tips. So remember, you're not being sent too sensitive. More than likely, you don't feel seen, heard, or validated. Okay?
Mm. Yeah.
You're not being too needy. More than likely, you have needs that aren't currently being met.
Oh, wow.
Nigga.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Another one is, you're not overreacting. More than likely, this is a wound, a trigger, or something that is deeply hurtful.
Yeah.
And lastly, you're not asking too much. More than likely, you're seeking love, consideration, respect, and reasonable expectations in a relationship. And maybe you might be seeking all these things from the wrong motherfucker.
Mm, come on, that's that.
If it feels like it's too much.
Yes.
But ultimately, what we want to say is that gaslighting is harmful. Mm-hmm. We know that this can be emotionally abusive mm-hmm. from others and also to ourselves. So we want to do our best to not allow this behavior and not do it to ourselves because we don't want our perception of reality to be skewed. We don't want our self-esteem to be lowered. We don't want to be making hasty decisions. We want to just be as alert as possible.
And tap the fuck in.
Yeah.
That's
we
it.
Don't want to be stuck.
No. We want to move confidently. In the real-time reality, baby. What's good? Nigga, I'm here with you.
Period.
That's that.
Mm-hmm. So I think one of the biggest takeaways for me from this episode is that I'm going to take my time.
Take your time.
Take my time, which I really feel like I'm naturally inclined to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I may be slow to respond because I'm thinking through what the fuck's going on before I respond. But I still think it's a good takeaway to, like, take my time, process what's really going on, and trying to use logic and not negate an emotion to make decisions and really figure out what's going on about how I feel.
Good takeaway. I feel like I am already practicing the things that I need to be practicing because I already know where I need to grow at. So I will continue to take my time, continue to use my people as a sounding board, mm-hmm. and continue to validate my own emotions and my feelings when I'm having them, mm-hmm. being logical and rational when I respond.
I like that.
That's a goodie. So,
now it's time to transition to our next segment. Mm-hmm. It's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem. So
this week we want to share a product, a brand from a friend of the show.
Yes, we have a bunch of amazing things.
Yes. So if you listened to our Astrology Bay episode where we talked about all things astrology with our good girlfriend, Tamari.
Yes.
She dropped so many gems. She now has a beautiful aromatherapy product line called Gift of the Nile.
Gift of the Nile.
And we have all these goodies. So she has mood mist, candles, perfume oils. And baby, when I tell you these products are top notch, the quality, the smell, the packaging made by a black queen. Yes. These are Egyptian Kemetic.
Yes.
products. So she sent us
so many, mainly just, well, we got everything. We don't know what y'all gonna get.
We got everything, but the cool things are these mood mints. She has four of them.
All the elements. Yeah.
Earth, fire, air, water. And you just spray it to evoke the energy that you're trying to call in. Manifestation, creativity, calmness, grounding.
Action, inspiration, building, communication, connectivity, mental agility.
All the things.
Movement, intuition, healing. Just they smell beautiful also, y'all.
Which one was that?
That was fire.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
And then she also has the Hathor Love Manifestation Ritual, which comes, which has multiple steps, which involves the Love Potion Aromatherapy Mist. She has a Love Potion Candle and the Love Potion Perfume Oil. Mm-hmm. And those three things in combination with a few rituals, affirmations, call in the love
that you wish to receive. That you wish to
receive, and also give.
Yes.
All of the good things.
You can check out our girl Tamari's beautiful line, The Gift of the Nile, at Gift of the Nile on Instagram. Facebook, Gift of the Nile. You can also go to the website, thegiftofthenile.com, and check this stuff out.
And we'll put all that information down into the show notes.
Yes.
No, Kizzy, these products are giving what they need to give. I can't wait to spray some earth around my home. Let's get some manifestation in here.
Tell her that we sent y'all.
Some grounding. That just smells so good.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire. So we are going to be heading out, but we do want to take a few moments to thank y'all for listening and supporting, coming back every week. We really appreciate it. We also want to give a good big thanks to our sponsors of the show, Vitamin Water and Native Natural Products. We really appreciate it.
We do.
And next week, a little sneak peek of our episode, we'll be talking about passionate curiosity.
Oh.
Why it's important to ask questions. And just
seek more.
Yes. Why not
be inquisitive
and not be afraid to learn and figure out what the fuck going on?
I like that.
Yes.
Okay, y'all. So thank you all for being here today, and we'll see you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.